on Southeast AgNet, the University of Florida system that citrus growers and other agriculturists depend heavily on for research and grower education, the Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, has had a new chief for a few months. He's Jack Payne, Senior Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Numerous citrus growers met him for the first time this week when he addressed a Gulf Citrus Growers Association banquet in Fort Myers. Southeast AgNet caught up with Payne at that meeting.
I'm new to the state. I've been here 2 months. I've been all over the state, and I am getting to learn a lot of the problems that face our producers in agriculture, and probably at the top of the list is the concern over citrus greening, or HLB. It's a worldwide problem. I am very pleased to know that IFAS at the University of Florida has an all-hands-on-deck approach to this. We're doing some, I think, exceptional research right now, both in the short term and in the long term. And some of the long-term research looks very promising.
The average citrus grower's connection to IFAS is his or her local extension agent, who passes on the vast amount of production research generated by University of Florida scientists and others. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.